judgment at the gate. Standard. The rule of law for judgment comes from the physical laws and their repercussions as laid out in Deuteronomy 5. These are principles of sowing and reaping. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, "Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even with us, who are all of us here alive this day. The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to show you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid by reason of the fire and went not up into the mount, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall have none other gods before me. You shall not make you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow down yourself unto them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember, you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God brought thee out hence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not murder. Neither shall you commit adultery. Neither shall you steal. Neither shall you bear false witness against your neighbor. Neither shall you desire your neighbor's wife. Neither shall you covet your neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is your neighbor's. These words the Lord spake to all your assembly in the mount, in the midst of the fire of the cloud and thick darkness, with a great voice, and he adds no more. And he wrote them in two tablets of stone and delivered them to me. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28. Those are the commandments of the Lord. All right. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come to you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kine, and the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Blessed shall you be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou you goest out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in the storehouses and all that you set your hand into. And he shall bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives thee. The Lord shall establish you a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your ground, and the land which the Lord sware to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain to your land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, and shall not borrow, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, and you shall not go aside from any of the words which I commanded thee this day to do the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all his commandments and all his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field, and cursed shall be your basket and your store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of the land, the increase of your kine and the flocks of your sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when you go out. The Lord shall send upon you cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you be destroyed, until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings, whereby you have forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he has consumed thee from off the land whither you go to possess it. The Lord shall smite you with a consumption and with a fever, and with inflammation and with an extreme burning, and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. And the heaven that is over your head shall be brass, and the earth that is under you shall be iron, and the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder, and dust from heaven shall come down to you, until you be destroyed. The Lord shall cause you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And your carcass shall be meat to all the fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord shall smite you with the botch of Egypt and with the hemorrhoids, and with the scab and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite you with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And you shall grope at noonday as the blind gropes in the dark. And you shall not prosper in your ways, and you shall be only oppressed and spoiled evermore. And no man shall save you. You shall betroth the wife, and another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, and you shall not dwell therein. You shall plant a vineyard, and shall not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat thereof. Your ass shall be violently taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have none to rescue them. Your sons and daughters shall be given unto another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thy hand. The fruit of your land and all thy labor shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed away. So you shall be mad for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. The Lord shall smite you in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot into the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring you and your king, which thou shalt set over thee, into a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the nations whither the Lord shall lead you. You shall carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather but little, for the locust shall consume it. Shall plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all your coasts, but you shall not anoint thyself with oil, for thy olive shall cast its fruit. You shall beget sons and daughters, but you shall not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All your trees and fruit of your land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within you shall get up above thee very high, and you shall come down very low. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because you hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be for you a sign and for a wonder upon your seed forever, because you serve not the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore thou shalt serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against you in hunger and thirst and in nakedness and in want of things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies. A nation whose tongue you shall not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of your cattle and the fruit of your land until you be destroyed, which also you shall not leave you either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of kine or flocks of your sheep until he has destroyed you. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until the high fenced walls come down wherein you trusted throughout all the land. And he shall besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land which the Lord your God has given you. And that you shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and daughters, which the Lord your God has given you in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemy shall distress you. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil towards his brother and toward the wife of his bosom and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children, which he shall eat, because he has nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith your enemies shall distress you in all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not have ventured to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and towards her son, and towards her daughter, and toward her young one that comes out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, wherewith your enemy shall distress you in the gates. If you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will make your plagues wonderful, and the plagues of your seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance and sore sickness, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt, which you were afraid of, and they shall cleave to you. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them the Lord will bring upon you until you be destroyed. And you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of the heaven for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land where you go to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter you among all the people from one end of the earth even to the other. And they shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. For the Lord shall give you there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you shall fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of your life. And in the morning you shall say, "Would God it were even," and at evening you shall say, "Would God it were morning," for the fear of your heart wherewith you shall fear, and for the spirit of thy eyes which you shall see. And the Lord shall bring you into Egypt again with ships by the way whereof I spoke, and thou shalt see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.